Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Let's kick off with a rundown of the latest security updates from some of the major Linux distributions, which are always high on the agenda for system administrators and security-conscious users alike. On September 3rd and 4th, Alma Linux, Debian, Fedora, Oracle, SUSE, and Ubuntu all issued critical patches to shore up defenses against newly discovered vulnerabilities. Alma Linux put the focus on crucial packages like the HTTPD web server and their core kernel update, a move that's necessary for stability as well as security. Debian chimed in with updates for Clamav, their go-to tool for virus detection, and Node Cipherbase, strengthening application security in server environments. Fedora's team targeted libraries like Exiv2 for image metadata parsing and libsixl, which is important for image handling routines in terminals and other utilities. Oracle, SUSE, and Ubuntu didn't lag behind, rolling out their own suite of patches. Ubuntu's patch list was especially notable. It included updates for media frameworks like FFmpeg and even extended to major Ruby versions. If you haven't yet, now is absolutely the time to check your update manager or relevant channels for these patches. They're critical to keeping your systems locked down against the latest threats. These days, software maintenance is a frontline defense, not just something you get around to once in a while. In kernel land, the release of Linux 6.17 is making waves, especially among users who depend on the ext4 file system for large or mission-critical deployments. The 6.17 release set a new performance benchmark, with substantial improvements over 6.15 and 6.16, especially when tested on AMD's high-performance workstations. For anyone running heavy data workloads, like researchers, creative artists, or cloud providers, this could be a tangible performance boost without any additional hardware investment. It's a reminder of how much impact ongoing open source development has on everyday productivity and efficiency. Speaking of performance, Blender 5.0 users have reason to be excited. AMD engineers are making serious strides in ray tracing via the new HIP-RT framework, specifically optimized for their upcoming RDNA 4 line. HIP-RT will soon be in public beta inside Blender, and the improvements in photorealistic rendering and 3D visualization will empower both hobbyists and professionals. This is a notable leap forward for open 3D tools. It brings features traditionally reserved for high-end proprietary platforms directly to the open-source community. We expect to see new creative workflows take off as a result, especially for artists working at the cutting edge of graphics and gaming. Now, with so much innovation, privacy always remains a top concern, especially in shared or public computing environments. The call is growing louder for libraries, schools, and public resource centers to adopt browser tools like Privacy Badger from the EFF. By blocking trackers and protecting user identity, these extensions should become a gold standard for institutions managing public access computers. It's a simple measure that pays huge dividends in protecting the community from surreptitious data collection and online surveillance. As threats evolve, privacy by design isn't just a buzzword. It's a real and urgent necessity for educators and IT staff alike. In the world of artificial intelligence, the move towards hybrid setups is gaining steam, and for good reason. By combining local compute resources, like your own desktop or workstation, with on-demand cloud power, developers can strike a balance between cost, speed, and data residency. For generative AI in particular, hybrid hosting is proving to be a game changer, especially when orchestrated with Docker, which allows you to rapidly spin up optimized local or cloud-based containers as requirements evolve. This approach is, in a sense, democratizing access to advanced AI tools and shifting the economics away from pure cloud dependence, which can be costly and sometimes less secure. It's entirely possible we'll see a future where more creative and technical work can be kept on devices that users directly control, with the cloud only assisting as needed for tough computational tasks. Meanwhile, in China, Tencent's unveiling of their Hunyuan World Voyager AI model has made international waves. This tool can generate 3D video-like sequences from just a single input image. The practical output remains in 2D for now, but what sets this apart is the potential for animators, game developers, and 3D content creators to rapidly visualize environments with minimal effort. There's a spirited debate brewing about the resources required to run such models. And of course, questions around content regulation and platform accountability are ever present. Still, it's a significant milestone for AI-powered graphics, and one that may expand visual storytelling in previously unimaginable ways. Shifting the spotlight to India, we see storm clouds gathering for local tech firms operating in the AI sector. Intense competition from global giants, combined with regulatory frameworks that often appear to favor overseas companies, are raising alarm bells for homegrown startups. The broader risk here is a fragmentation of the local tech ecosystem, perhaps making it even harder for small firms to break through and compete on a global scale. This trend isn't unique to India, but it's a warning shot for any nation trying to cultivate a robust, self-sustaining AI industry. The conversation needs to shift towards policies that protect innovation while ensuring competition is fair and accessible. In open-source OS development, a noteworthy change is coming from Ubuntu's move towards Rust-based core tools. For decades, core command-line utilities have been written in C, but with security vulnerabilities and maintainability in mind, the switch to Rust is expected to both tighten code safety and future-proof these utils. Such a foundational shift might not grab mainstream headlines, but for system architects and DevOps teams, it signals a transformative rethink of operating system reliability and upgradability. If this proves effective, expect a ripple effect across the broader Linux universe, with more projects betting on Rust for low-level systems programming. Moving on to enhanced cloud security, Microsoft is bolstering Azure Linux containers with OS Guard, a suite of controls designed to keep container images immutable and tightly managed. This is a direct response to increasingly sophisticated container attacks and the broader push for defense in-depth strategies in cloud environments. By enforcing immutability, Microsoft is aiming to restrict tampering at the source, reducing the window of vulnerability for high-value applications. It's yet another sign that cloud providers are investing in security not just as a product but as a fundamental aspect of infrastructure. Looking at digital identity, Google's introduction of a digital credential API is now in focus. The API makes it easier for apps to verify user identities with very little friction, but also very few restrictions. This means that privacy advocates are urging caution, especially around transparency for how verifiers are handling sensitive data. While the API offers huge convenience, there's a risk that LAX controls could lead to new forms of digital discrimination or data misuse. It's a timely reminder for both users and institutions to be vigilant, and for regulators to enforce proper checks and balances. Security news keeps coming, and one worrying headline is the continued threat of Graphite malware. This malware is notorious for bypassing previous executive orders and slipping past some mainstream defenses, especially by targeting users with sensitive info or comms. The key lesson here: ordinary users, especially in the US, need to treat device security and software updates as mission critical. Enabling lockdown mode on iPhones or advanced protection on your Android device and keeping all patches current offer significant protection against zero-day exploits. Communication security is no longer just for high-risk communities. It's something everyone should be proactive about. In a related thread, technology's relentless march coincides with shifting economic realities. The US is dealing with warnings of a severe jobs downturn, which adds a layer of complexity to the already tough balancing act faced by local tech professionals and businesses. As companies tighten their budgets and seek ways to do more with less, adaptive technology strategies, like hybrid infrastructure and automation, are becoming essential survival tactics. It's an environment where every innovation or security lapse can have major economic repercussions. To wrap up, today's developments remind us that tech isn't just about the software and tools we use, but about the broader systems, legal, economic, and social, that shape their impact. Whether it's performance leaps in Linux, game-changing AI models, or the pressing need for privacy and security, every stakeholder has a role to play. The best approach is to stay informed, remain agile, and take proactive steps to adapt and secure your corner of the digital world. Before I go, I'd encourage everyone: update your systems, watch for new releases, and keep learning how technology is evolving, because this landscape never stands still. Thanks for listening.